主是圣名，我们来开始我们今天早上的查经。
In name of Jesus, let's begin this morning's Bible study.
我们今天要继续来查考这个耶利米书。
Today we're going to continue studying the book of Jeremiah.
我们先今天这个安息日是安排了这个第47章。
So today we've been allocated to study chapter 47.
这47章啊是短短的，有短短的七节啊。
So this is quite a short chapter with only 7 verses.
主要是讲到这神要这个耶利米先知来对这个非利士人所讲的这些预言就是说要来去惩罚这些非利士人。
So the main theme in this chapter is about how God wanted the prophet Jeremiah to speak to the Philistines and how God was to punish them.
如果我们查考这个旧约圣经的话，
And if we study in the book of the Old Testament,
我们发觉到这个非利士人他跟这个以色列人就是说我们说怎么说，就是常常都是来去敌对，我们说纠缠不清啊。
So if we look through the Old Testament, we will find that the Philistines and Israelites are of enemies.
发觉到说，如果我们查考这个旧约圣经，我们发觉到说大概有200多的这个经文提到这个非利士人。
So if we look through the Old Testament, we'll find that there are some 200 odd verses mentioning the Philistines.
所以你发觉到非利士人在这个旧约圣经里面是说很常是被提到的一个种族的人。
So we can say that the Philistines are often mentioned in as tribe mentioned in the Old Testament.
为什么会提到这些非利士人呢？
So why does the Bible refer to the Philistines?
主要是因为说他们是迦南地的，我们说这样说其中的一个族的人。
Is because they are one of the tribes that used to dwell in the land of Canaan.
我们发觉到说从这个创世纪开始这个非利士人就被提，就是说已经提到的这个非利士人。
And we will find that they were already mentioned right from the beginning in the book of Genesis.
我们如果看这个创世纪，我们就发觉得到。
And if we look through Genesis, we'll see that.
但你发觉到说一开始的时候，这非利士人就说没有完全被提到，没有 这个名字还没出来，一开始的时候。
So in the beginning, the term Philistine itself was not mentioned.
应该大概比较迟一点，一直到亚伯拉罕的时候，这个非利士人呢、这个族人的名就出来了。
It's only later on in the times of Abraham that the name as a tribe, the Philistines, were mentioned.
其实当时的非利士人就是迦南人的其中一个族人。
And the Philistines were one of the tribes in the land of Canaan.
那之后你发觉到说，一直到了这个我们说耶稣雅记啦，这个士师记啦，这个撒母耳记上下，历代记上下，你发觉到说他们很常提到这个非利士人。
And if we carry on reading from the book of Joshua to Judges to First and Second Samuel, we'll find that they are mentioned often.
我们发觉到说，当耶稣亚年老的时候，他带领以色列人来去占领这个迦南地的时候。
So we see that in Joshua's old age, he led the Israelites to in battle against the Philistine.
占领这个迦南地。
To conquer the land of Canaan.
你发觉到说圣经这样说，他到了年老的时候，他们还没有完全的把这个迦南地把它给占领下来。
And you see that even in his old age, they had not completely conquered the land.
我们可以看耶稣雅记的13章。
If we look at Joshua chapter 13.
耶稣雅记的13章我们可以看这个第一节还有第二节。
We can look at verse 1 and 2.
这里说耶稣雅年纪老迈，神对他说，你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。第二节。
Verse 2.
就是非利士人的全境和亚述人的全地。所以你发觉到说耶稣雅的时代他们都还没有完全的占领。
So we see that in the times of Joshua, the Israelites had not completely conquered the land.
其中一些地方还没有占领的就是非利士人的一些境这些全境全境这些地方非利士人的地方。
So part of the land was yet to be conquered, that includes the territory of the Philistines.
所以你发觉到说非利士人常常在旧约圣经的时候常常跟这个以色列人来去征战。
So you see that in the Old Testament, the Philistines were often at war with the Israelites.
有很多时候呢，神甚至把以色列人把他交到这些非利士人的手中。
And sometimes God even gave the Israelites into the hands of the Philistines.
就是用他把他们当作一个工具来去惩罚这些这些以色列人。
The Philistines were sometimes used as tools to punish the Israelites.
我们可以看一两个例子，我们看这个士师记。
We can look at a number of examples. We can look at the book of Judges.
士师记的第十章。
Chapter 10.
我们可以看这个第七节。
Verse 7.
第十章的第七节。
Chapter 10, verse 7.
这里说神的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在非利士人和亚门人的手中。所以这里发觉到说，当这些以色列人来犯罪得罪神的时候，神就把他交到这些非利士人的手中。
So we can see that sometimes the Israelites would go against God and sin against him, and he would then put them into the hands of the Philistines.
我们可以看13章
We can also look at chapter 13.
13章这里说以色列人又行了神眼中看为恶的事。神将他们交在非利士人手中40年13章。
Chapter 13,
第一节
verse 1.
以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事，神将他们交在非利士人手中40年。所以我们发觉到说神有时候很多时候用这个非利士人来去好像一个我们说一个方法来去惩罚这些以色列人。
So quite often we'll see that God will use the Philistines as a way or a method to punish the Israelites.
那如果我们去查考旧约，我们就发觉到真的很多时候他们都在我们说在跟非利士人来去竞争来去增进
So if we look through the Old Testament, we'll find that the Israelites were often at war or in conflict with the Philistines.
比如说甚至说以撒的时候亚伯拉罕的时候都是这样。
Even in the times of Abraham and his son Isaac.
比如说在这个创世纪的26章。
For example, in Genesis chapter 26.
当以撒在这个基拉尔的时候。
And when Isaac was in Gilead.
他那时候我发觉到他挖井啊，这个井的问题了。
And there was an issue concerning the digging of wells.
那发觉到说都是非利士人啊，在那里啊，在那里就是说来去捣乱。
So we'll see that the first signs were giving them trouble.
甚至到巴巴，就是他巴巴这个亚伯拉罕的时候也是这样。
Even in the times of his father Abraham.
我们可以看这个17节18节啊。
We can look at
26章。
We can look at Genesis chapter 26.
17节18节。
Verse 17 to 18.
以撒就离开那里齁，在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷住在那里。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞堵了，以撒就重新挖出来，乃照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。所以从这里我们发觉到说这些非利士人跟他们都是来去作对的。
So here we'll find that quite often the Philistines will oppose the Israelites.
当然到了耶利米的时代也是同样了。
And this is the same in the times of Jeremiah.
所以神借着耶利米来去告诉这些非利士人说神要来去惩罚他们。
So God would use Jeremiah to speak to the Philistines to tell them how he would punish them.
我们来看这个耶利米书的47章。
So if we come to Jeremiah chapter 47,
耶利米书的47章，我们来看这个第一节。
We can read chapter 47 verse 1.
法老攻击加沙之前，之先有神论非利士人的话临到先知耶利米。这个加沙的地方就是这些非利士人所住的地方。
So this place called Gaza is where the Philistines dwell.
如果我们看地图的话，应该是在我们说在东南。西南边就是这个迦南的，应该是西南边靠海的地方。
So if we look at the map, we'll find that this place is probably by the coast, somewhere in the south west area.
就是这一带都是这些非利士人所住的地方。
And this is where the Philistines resided.
那神用什么用谁来去，就是说来去惩罚他们，或者来去攻击他们呢？
So God was going to use water to attack and to punish.
用水啊。
Water.
Who 用水。
Sorry.
用水。
And God was going to, who was God going to use to attack them?
我们看第二节。
If we look at verse 2.
神如此说。
That says the Lord.
有水从北方发起，成为仗义的河，要仗过天地和其中所有的，并城和其中所住的。人必呼喊，境内的居民都必哀号。其实不是用水啊，其实不是水，不是水的意思。
So it doesn't, it's not referring to water.
他说北方其实北方他是说尼布加尼撒，就是巴比伦北方下来。
He was actually talking about a place in the north, which is Babylon.
就是说这个巴比伦王他要来去攻击这个神要用巴比伦这个王来去攻击这非利士人。
So God was going to use the king of Babylon to attack the Philistines.
他的攻击的那种，我们说那个猛，那种凶猛就好像这个水来去淹没这个地方一样。
So God talked about the ferocity of the attack force, and there will be like a flood.
就好像我们说海啸这样来去把这个地方淹没一样。
So it's almost like a tsunami overwhelming the land.
如果我记得正确的话，大概是2004年还是05年，在东南亚的那个印尼那个地方叫班达阿切，那个地方它有个海啸。12月份的时候。
So if I remember correctly, in the year 2004, 2005, in December, there was a tsunami in Southeast Asia, in Indonesia.
Banda Aceh, 那个地方啊，那个岛，那个城市，那个城市叫 Banda Aceh.
And the city was called Banda
Aceh. 没关系。那个地方最严重啊，意思就是说那个海啸打过去的时候，那个地方影响，当然我们说泰国也有影响到，马来西亚少一点一点影响到，那最严重的地方就是那个印尼那个地方，班达阿切那个地方。
So the place that was affected most was this place called Pattaya in Indonesia, affected parts of Thailand and even Malaysia.
它那个水打过那个海啸打过去的时候，如果没记错，应该死了20多万人。
And when the tsunami hit the land, over 200,000 people died.
那是严重，所以那个神的惩罚，当时想要告诉当时的腓力斯人，就好像海啸一样打过去。
So we can see the severity of this punishment is as if a tsunami will cover the land.
那他的那种惩罚的那种严重性又好像怎么样呢？
So what is the severity of this attack?
我们可以看这个第三节哈。
If we read verse 3,
他用另外一种方式来去描写。
He will use another way to describe it.
就好像这个我说撞马啦，这个战车啊，那种声音啊，那种哇很大声啊，很雄壮的那种声音，那种打仗的声音这样过去。
So it talks about the noise of the stamping hooves of the horses and the rushing of the chariots.
当人听到这样的声音来的时候，是非常的害怕。
So if we can imagine when you hear this kind of noise, it can be quite frightening.
所以那个三节的下半段，他这样说：为父的手啊，看顾儿啊，为父的手就发软，不回头看顾儿女。
So in the last part of verse 3, it tells us that the fathers will not look back for their children lacking courage.
问题是说，意思是说他们真的是没有办法，这甚至这些为父啊，他们做父母亲的都没有办法来去保护他们的儿女。
That is to say that the parents had no way to protect their children.
因为这种攻击啊，这种是非常的我们说非常的严重啊。
Because the attack is very severe indeed.
就好像这个以色列人他们出了埃及之后。
Just like Israelites after they departed from Egypt.
他们来到红海旁边的时候。
And when they reach the Red Sea,
我们发觉到说啊，这个法老王啊，他没有放过，就是说不想放过这些以色列人哈。
And the pharaohs didn't want to let the Israelites go.
我们来看一下这个出埃及记的第十四章。
If we look at Exodus chapter 14,
埃及记的出埃及记第十四章，我们可以看这个第七节到第十节哈。
We look at Exodus chapter 14 verse 7 to 10.
这里说啊，并带着600辆特选的车和埃及所有的车，每辆都有军车兵长神使埃及王法老的心刚硬，他就追赶以色列人，因为以色列人是洋然无惧地出埃及第九节，埃及人追赶他们，法老一切的马匹车辆马兵。以军兵啊，就在海边上，靠近比哈西路，对着巴利喜芬，在他们安营的地方追上了。第十节，法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向神哀求所以当时啊，当法老王来去追赶这以色列人的时候。
So when the Pharaoh were in pursuit of the Israelites,
他是带着好几百辆的这种，我们说这种战车啦，这车辆来去追赶。
So he was leading hundreds of chariots after the Israelites.
这些想想看那种声音所发出来的，远远就能够听到他们的声音。
And you can imagine the kind of noise that it would generate, even at a distance, you would be able to hear them.
所以当这以色列人举目看到他们远远的车辆来的时候，他们就非常的害怕。
So the Israelites, when they lifted up their eyes to see them in pursuit, they became very afraid.
他们就开始来去怎么说，向神来去哀求啊。
So they cried out to the Lord.
这是非常我们说恐一种惧怕的一件事情啊。
So it's something that is very terrifying.
所以神要借着耶利米来去告诉当时的腓力斯人这种攻击是非常可怕的一件事情。
So God wanted to tell the Philistines through Jeremiah the kind of attack they'll be facing.
就好像水来一样，就好像这种战车兵马来一样。
Will be just like overflowing water and chariots.
所以我们看回这个耶利米书的47章。
So if we come back to Jeremiah chapter 47,
我们看到第四节
，verse 4。
这里说，因为日子将到要毁灭一切的腓力斯人减除 啊，帮助推罗西顿所剩下的人啊，原来啊，神必毁灭啊，非利士人，就是在加菲托海啊所剩余啊，托海岛剩余的人呢 啊，所以这里神很绝，就是要把这些人呐、啊，这非利士人把他该去啊来去剿灭掉。
So here we're told that God was going to annihilate them.
啊，要把他的很下定决心呐、啊，要把他们的除掉。
And God was very determined to destroy them.
啊，这里讲到这个推罗西顿的人呢、啊。
And here it refers to the people of Tyre and Sidon.
啊，如果我们看这个推罗西顿的话，那个地图上它应该是在那个西北方的地方。西北方靠海西北方的地方。
So if we look at the map, Sidon and or Tyre and Sidon would be by the sea in the northwest area.
啊，就是说一个是在北，一个是在南边呐、啊。这些人呐、啊、都想来去帮助啊，我们说来去帮助这个非利士人。
Oh, they were in the northern part, and they might have reached out to help the Philistines.
啊，甚至这些人都没有办法来去帮助了。
But even they would not find a way to help them.
神啊，都已经下定决心要把这非利士人来去剿灭。
Because God was determined to destroy the Philistines.
啊，甚至这些要去帮助的人啊，圣经这样说啊，神要剪除啊，剪除这帮助的人。
And God even talks about how he would get rid of the helpers.
啊，这里说到这个加菲托海岛剩余的人。
And also talks about the remnant of the country of Capital.
啊，那如果我们看那个历史的记载哦，这个加菲托海岛的人呢、啊，其实就是啊非利士人的，我们说他的故乡，他们原来的地方。
So if we look at historical records, we'll find that this island or country of Capital was actually where the Philistines were from originally.
啊，就是他们的原居地啊。
So it was their place of origin.
啊，就好像我们有些人从外地来到这里，这样我们的 hometown, 我们的故乡是在某一个地方了。
Just like we've all come from overseas and from somewhere else abroad.
啊，所以这些地方啊，神都要怎么说？要好像把它给来去剿灭。
And God was going to even destroy these places.
啊，第五节这里这样告诉我们。
Verse 5 tells us.
啊，他说加沙成了光秃，平原中所剩的雅基啊，啊，归于无有。啊，所以这两个地方啊，其实就是啊这些非利士人的啊居住的地方。
So these two places were where the Philistines lived.
啊，我们可以看这个耶稣雅记的十三章。
We can turn to Joshua chapter 13.
啊，我们看耶稣雅记的十三章。
Joshua chapter 13.
啊，我们看这个，我们接下来念这个第三节哈。
If we look at verse 3.
啊，十三章的第三节。
Chapter 13, verse 3.
啊，从埃及前的前科和往北哈、啊，直到以格伦的境内，就算属迦南人之地啊。这地方有谁呢？有非利士人呢、啊，五个首领所管的加沙人、雅斯兔人、雅斯基伦人、加特人、以格伦人之地啊，并有南方雅未人之地啊。所以这里他特别提到这两啊，就说两个地方啊。两个地方的人呢
？So, two places were mentioned in this verse.
啊，这个是加沙，一个是雅斯基伦呢。
So one is Gaza, and the other is Ekron.
啊，这就是第五节，我们说四十七章第五节所提到的这两个地方。
So these two places are also mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 47, verse 5.
啊，也就是说，简单来说，就是非利士人的地方啊。
So simply put, they were place of the Philistines.
啊，所以神也要把他们来去剿灭。
So God was going to destroy them.
啊，那么看回这个耶利米书的四十七章的这个第五节的啊最后一句话哈。
So if we look back to Jeremiah 47 verse 5, the very last part.
啊，他说你用刀刮身呐、啊，要到几时呢？
Says, how long will you cut yourself?
啊，这里当时啊，他们是当然这些非利士人啊，他们是拜偶像的人。
So at the time, the Philistines used to worship idols.
啊，当他们碰到这样的问题的时候，当然他们就求告他们的假神了。
So when they were facing these kind of problems, they would turn to their idols.
所以他们假神啊，有一种仪式，一种仪式就是说，他们求告神的时候，他们要刮他们的身体。
So when they are worshiping their false gods, they would cut themselves.
希望就是说从他们的献祭啦、敬拜当中啊，神能他们的假神能够帮助他们。
In the hope that in the worship and sacrifice, the false gods would reach out and help them.
列王记上当这个谁啊，跟那假先知来去征战的时候啊。
So in First King, there was a prophet.
以利亚啊。我们看这个列王记上十八章。
If we look at Second King chapter.
列王记上。
First King chapter 18.
我们看到十八节哈。
Verse 28.
所以以利亚跟这些假先知啊，巴利的假先知来征战的时候，巴利的假先知也有这样的一个，我们说这样的一个动作，然后这样的一个仪式，他们这样做了哈。我们看十八节哈。
So we look at verse 28.
十八章的二十八节。Okay. 十八章的二十八节。
So chapter 18 verse 28.
他们大声求告，按着他们的规矩啊，用刀枪刺，直到身体啊流血啊。所以他们也是这样做，当时的那个假先知哈。
So this is what they used to do before the false prophet.
所以当时的这些非利士人呢，他们也这样来去做刮身，来去向神所谓的向他们假神来去祷告祈求了。
So the Philistines in a similar way would cut themselves before their false gods.
当然他们的这样子做法是没有办法来去阻止神的愤怒了。
Of course, what they were doing will not stop the anger of God.
所以我们看回耶利米书的47章的6节跟7节，就发觉到说神的怒气啊，神的惩罚会继续的下去。
So if we come back to Jeremiah 47, we'll see that in verse 6 and 7, the anger or the wrath of God continue against them.
所以第6节他这样说，神的刀剑啊，你要到几时才止息呢？
So it says, "Oh, you sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet?"
所以神的这种怒气啊，就会一路的来去要把他们完全的就是说完全的把它剿灭了。
So we'll see that the anger of God burn against them to destroy them.
所以你发觉到当这个非利士人呐、到了这个耶稣的时代新约的时候就没有了。
And you'll see that in the times of Jesus, the Philistines no longer exist as a tribe.
这个种族的人已经完全被剿灭了。
In fact, they had been completely annihilated.
所以我们只可以在这个旧约圣经当中能够找到这个非利士人。
So it's only in the Old Testament that we see them as a tribe.
那为什么非利士人他们会被神来去剿灭？
So why did God want to destroy them?
当然他们常常是跟这个神的选民啊来去敌对了哈。
So firstly, because quite often they were at war in conflict with God's chosen people.
当然他们很多时候他们所做的事情啊是违背神的道。
And quite often the things that they do would be against the way of God.
所以圣经讲得很清楚了。
So the Bible tells us explicitly.
我们可以看这个诗篇的第一章啊。
If we look at Psalm 1.
诗篇的第一篇啊。
Psalm chapter 1.
我们看这个第六节啊。
Verse 6.
诗篇的第一篇我们看第六节。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 6.
因为神知道义人的道路，恶人的道路啊，却必灭亡啊。所以这里诗篇的作者很清楚的很清楚的这样说了。
So the psalmist here tells us very clearly.
就是说神是把这个义人跟这个恶人是分得很清楚的。
That God divides the righteous from the ungodly very clearly.
所以神是知道这些义人的道路。
And he knows the way of the righteous.
那个恶人呢，就必灭亡啊。
And the ungodly shall perish.
所以我想我们在我们的生活当中啊，我们要来去就是要常常的提醒自己了。
So I think that in our daily lives, let us remind ourselves.
我们知道说这非利士人其实他们不完全的不认识神啊，他们不认识神啊。
So we know that the Philistines did not know God.
啊，但是我们呢、啊？今天、啊、我们信主的人，我们是认识神的人。
But today, as believers, we do know God.
啊，所以诗篇的一章第六节很清楚的这样告诉我们。
That is why, Psalm chapter 1 verse 6 tells us clearly.
啊，所以我们应该啊是要走在这个义的道路上，而跟这个罪恶啊一定要分得很清楚。
So we must walk on the path of righteousness, and we must be separate from the evil, wicked one.
不然的话，你发觉到说啊，神的怒气啊会临到我们的身上。
Otherwise, we may see that the wrath of God will come upon us.
啊，其实这些非利士人啊，他们有怎么样的一种表现呢
？So how did the Philistines react to this?
啊，就是说他们本身呢、啊，他们是一个怎么样的一些人呢、啊？他们本身是怎么样的人呢、啊、
？Or rather, what was the characteristics of the people as a whole?、
啊、其实，在圣经当中，很多时候我们看旧约的时候，很多时候神也特别提到说，神要来去责备这些啊非利士人。
So if we look through the Old Testament, we'll find that God will often reprimand them.
啊，我们看一下哪一些经文来看一下，到底他们这些人呢、啊、是怎么样的一些人呢、啊、
？But we can look at some verses to see what they were like as a whole.
啊，我们看这以西结书的25章。
If we look at Ezekiel.
啊，以西结书的25章。
Chapter 25.
啊，25章我们可以看这个15到17节啊。
We can look at verse 15 to 17.
啊，我们这里说啊，主神如此说，因非利士人向犹太人呐、啊、报仇哈，就是以恨恶的心啊报仇血恨，永不仇永怀仇恨，要毁灭他们。16节。
Verse 16.
所以主神如此说啊，我必伸手攻击非利士人，剪除啊基利提人。灭绝沿海剩下的居民，十七节。
17.
我向他们施暴，发怒治赎他们我报复他们的时候也他们就知道我是神啊。所以这里说到啊神啊接着以西结来提到这些非利士人。
So here we see that God used Ezekiel to remind these people.
啊，那非利士人他们有怎么样的一种心呢？一种心态呢？
So what was the mentality or the attitude?
啊，如果我们看十五节，我们就知道他们的一种表现了、啊。
So we can see what they were like in verse 15.
啊，这里说非利士人呢、啊，向犹太人报仇，就是以恨恶的心来去报仇血恨，永怀仇恨。
So we told.
以西结书。
Sorry, I have to turn back.
Okay. 以西结书，我们看这个十五节哈。25章的15节。
So, if we look at Ezekiel chapter 25 verse 15, thus says the Lord God, because the Philistines dealt vengefully and took vengeance with a spiteful heart to destroy because of the old hatred.
啊，所以你发觉到说非利士人他们有一种啊，就是很记仇的一种表现。
So we're told that they were very spiteful people.
啊，当然他们不认识神，他们有记仇的表现，看起来是我们说。就是我们说外邦人的一种不认识神的一种表现嘛。
And because they didn't know God, so if we look at them, we think that it's probably quite a natural characteristic.
但是我们相信神的人呢，更是怎么样的呢
？But as believers of God, how should we behave?
啊，我们是不是好像他们这样
？Do we act like them?
啊，就是我们可以啊，我们是不是一种过常常就是。怎么说不能够饶恕人的一种表现
？And do we find it difficult to forgive others？
啊，或者常常都是记着别人怎么对我们的不好，而不记别人对我们的好
？And do we often bear grudges against those who are not kind to us？ And we forget those who are good to us？
啊，这是值得，这是啊，可以提醒我们的一件事情哦。
So this is something that should remind us。
啊。我们来看一下这个撒加利亚书的第九章。
If we look at Zechariah chapter 9.
撒加利亚书的第九章。
Zechariah chapter 9.
啊，我们可以看这个第六节哈。
Verse 6.
啊，撒加利亚书的第九章，我们看看这个第六节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 6.
啊，私生子啊，必住在雅斯兔啊，我必除灭非利士人的骄傲啊。这里特别提到说非利士人的骄傲。
So this refer talks about the pride of the Philistines.
啊，所以这里也是其中一个原因呐、啊，哈啊，为什么神要啊除灭他们
？So this is also one of the reasons as to why God wanted to destroy them.
啊，所以我们要特别的谨慎哈、啊。
So we must be vigilant.
啊，圣经讲得很清楚，神阻挡骄傲的人呐、啊，赐福给谦卑的人。
So Bible tells us very clearly that God will obstruct those who are proud, but He will bless those who are meek.
啊，所以我们在神的面前呢、啊，我们一定要啊有带着在神在人的面前呢、啊，我们一定带着一个谦卑的心。
So before both God and men, we must carry a heart of humility.
啊，我们要知道说神啊是看人的内心。
And we must know that God is some.He looks at the hearts of men.
啊，那我们在来到神的面前，我们是怎么样啊？神一看啊就知道。
So when we come before God, God will see us clearly.
啊，因为圣经讲的啊，箴言讲的很清楚啊，神是衡量我们的内心的。
So Proverbs tells us clearly that God measures our heart.
啊，神啊是阻挡这些骄傲的人啊。
And He obstructs those who are proud.
啊，会赐福给那些谦卑的人。
And He will bless those who are humble.
啊，如果我们要得到神的祝福、神的帮助跟神的带领的话
，So if we want to receive the blessings, the guidance from God,
啊，我们一定要啊，在我们的我们的这个整个人呢、啊，我们的这种人整个人呢、啊，应该是怎么说？应该是一个谦卑的人。
So we have to be humble ourselves.
啊，这样的话，神啊才会祝福带领我们。
Then God will bless and guide us.
啊，我们可以再看这个这个西番亚书。
Zephaniah. We can also look at Zephaniah.
啊，西番亚书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们可以看这个第五节到第七节了哈。
We can read from verse 5 to 7.
啊，这里也讲到这个非利士人哦。
So this tells us the Philistines.
啊，我们看第五节哦。
We look at verse 5.
啊，住沿海之地的基利提族有祸了，迦南非利士人之地。啊，神的话与你啊与你反对，说我必毁灭你，以致无人啊无人居住了啊。这里说到这神的话，就是说神跟他们是敌对的。
So here we're told that God opposes them.
啊，意思就是说神要来去毁灭他们呢、啊。
And that is to say that God will destroy them.
啊，那为什么神会跟他们敌对呢
？So why was God at odds?
啊，肯定的就是他们没有照着神的那个神的旨意、神的指示来去做了。
Because they did not do according to the instructions of God.
啊，或者他们做一些事情来去啊得罪神。
Or rather, the things that they've done offended God.
啊，这也是提醒我们的一件事情啊。
So it's also a reminder to us.
啊，如果我们做一些事情来去违背神的话。
So if we do something that go against God.
啊，就好像这里说神的话或者神会跟我们来去敌对。
Then just as it says here, the word of the Lord is against us.
啊，但是那些在神里面的人，遵守神的话的人。
So those who abide in the Lord and they keep the word of God.
啊，就好像那些犹太人啊，剩下来蒙神保守的人呢、啊。
So the remnant of Israelites who abide in God.
啊，神就会眷顾他们。
And God will favor them.
啊，我们可以看这个第七节哈。
We can look at verse 7.
啊，这地必为犹太家剩下的人所得哈，他们必在那里啊牧放羊群啊，晚上必躺卧在亚斯基伦的房屋中。因为神他们的神必眷顾他们，使他们被掳的人呐、啊、归回呀、啊！啊，所以那属神的人呐、啊，属神的人遵守神教训的人呐、啊，神会眷顾他们。
So those who are of God and they abide in the word of God, God will show favor to them.
啊，就好像这里这样说，这些遗留下来的人哈、啊，神会眷顾他们一样。
So we're told here that God will be gracious to the remnant. of the house of Judah.
这是很重要的一个我们要认识的一件事情了哈。
This is something very important that we must recognize.
那你发觉到腓力斯人他们常常犯了一个错误。
And we'll also see that Philistines often make the same mistake.
我们最后来看这个阿摩斯书。
If we look at Amos.
我们看阿摩斯书。
Amos.
其实不单只是指腓力斯人哦。
So it doesn't just refer to the Philistines.
其实周围邻国的这些外族人也是一样。
But all the Gentiles surrounding that region or area.
不单只是这样以色列人就神的百姓本身呢，也犯下这样同样的一个错误。
In fact, even the people of God, they often make the same error.
这里指到的是什么？如果我们看阿摩斯书的第一章的话。
So if we look at Amos chapter 1,
我们发觉到说有一个字眼不断的出现。
There's one particular word that we'll see.
我们看这个，我们先来看，不要只是说腓力斯人
So it doesn't just refer to the Philistines.
我们看这个第三节
If we look at verse 3,
神如此说，大马士革三番四次地犯罪。
And here thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus, and for four.
第六节啊。
Verse 6.
神如此说啊，加沙三番四次地犯罪。
For three transgressions of Gaza, and for four.
第九、第十一节、第十三节。
So verse 9, 11, and 13.
甚至二章的第一节。
Even chapter 2, verse 1.
甚至对犹太人呢？犹大他也这样说，我们看第四节，二章的四节。
And even to the Israelites, as mentioned in chapter 2, verse 4.
神如此说，犹大人三番四次地犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚。
For three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away its punishment.
所以这里有一个很大的一个问题在这里。
So there is a major problem here.
不管是外族人也好，甚至以色列人本身也好。
Whether it be the Gentiles or the chosen people, the Israelites.
有一个大问题就是三番四次的犯罪。
The major problem was that they, well, it talks about three transgressions and for four.
意思就是说他们不断的来去重复，来去犯罪，来去得罪神。
So that means they repeatedly offended God and sinned against God.
这是一个对我们一个很大的一个提醒
So this should serve as a big reminder to us.
我们常常来到神的面前，有时候我们听道理。
So often we come before God and we listen to His word.
我们甚至自己读经自己祷告。
So even as we study scriptures ourselves and we pray to God.
我们在团契当中得到一些勉励。
And in fellowship we may receive some encouragement.
那我们会不会三番四次的，还是好像这里说的，倒回去同样的一个救人的一种生活的方式
Will we repeatedly go back to our old ways of the old man?
如果我们听到说我们要遵守神的诫命。
So if we are to abide or keep the commandments of God.
或者讲道者不断的这样说我们要遵守神的诫命。
Or if speaker keeps repeatedly says that we are to keep the commandments of God.
但是我们塞住我们的耳朵我们不去听
And yet we block our ears when we don't listen.
就是三番四次的来去倒回同样的一种表现。
So for three and for four, we repeatedly make the same mistake.
这表示我们心里是一种刚硬的人。
This actually shows that we have hardened our hearts.
意思就是说我们是不愿意来去悔改的一个人。
So in fact, we are not willing to repent.
所以当时的这种不管是百姓也好，当时这种外族人也好，都有这样的一种我们说一种病一种通病。
So it's a common illness amongst both the Gentiles and the believers.
所以今天我们可能在我们当中也有这样的一种通病。
So perhaps amongst us we may share this common illness.
这种病可能是骄傲的病。
Perhaps is one of arrogance.
可能是一种不愿意来去遵守神诫命的病。
Or perhaps is one that is unwilling to abide the commandments of God.
我们个人都 最清楚自己，我们个人很清楚自己，除了神清楚我们之外，我们个人很清楚我们自己。
So apart from God who knows us well, we should know ourselves.
啊，那我们的这种病是什么病啊？属灵的病是什么的病啊？
So what is this illness or what is this spiritual illness?
啊，所以我们不要因着这种心啊，来到神的面前。
So let us not harden our hearts when we come before God.
啊，我们应该带这种悔改的心。
Rather, we should always have a heart of repentance.
啊，我们不要就好像阿摩斯的这个阿摩斯这个先知所说的，这些人呢、啊，三番四次的来去犯罪得罪神。
So let us not behave like people mentioned in Amos how they had transgressed against God 3 and 4.
啊，感谢主，我们今天早上的查经到这里。
So thank God our Bible study ends here.
啊，我们一起来祷告来结束。
Let us pray to end.